Today's daf is daf Zayin. So we got to the last three lines of Vav Amud Beis. We were talking about this tefach, this third wall that was a tefach, or the fourth wall that was a tefach. We assume that you need to have two walls plus a tefach. So Gemara now wants to know, where exactly would you place that tefach? Where does it go? So Gemara says, Oso tefach heichan ma'amida. Where is it placed? So Amar Rav. Rav says, ma'amida keneged hayotze. You place it keneged hayotze, which means you put it next to one of the walls. So you have an L shape of two walls, and one of the tips of the other walls, you have a third tefach coming out, serving as the third wall. If you look at Rashi has two different pictures there. That's what it means, keneged hayotze. Comes along now, Amar le Rav Kana, Rav Asi le Rav, the yamidenu, when you place it in that third direction, yamidenu keneged rosh tur. You place it keneged rosh tur, which means, Rashi explains, it's referring to when they used to plow the rows in the field, so you kind of like curve or make an angle at the end of the line there. So if you look at, I have pictures of my Gemara, I think you probably have pictures as well. You make it, now it doesn't go straight, it's not, it's not perpendicular to the wall, but rather it goes at an angle, bending inwards. It's almost serving as two walls. If you just look at Rashi says, as Rashi says, V'yamidenu keneged rosh tor, rosh shura b'miktsot tzvonis maravis, when you place at that angle, balachson, on an angle, O Mizrachas Dromis, or the opposite corner, Kishamachitos Marav Tzonis, the din is Dinira Note Lebez Mechitos. It looks like it's two walls since it's going on an angle. Umechsek Arba Mechitos. And then in totality, it seemed as if there are four walls around the Sukkah. Not exactly, obviously, but that's the impression we're trying to give. There are some who hold that this corner, this tefach that goes in the angle does not go actually next to the walls, it rather goes to the opposite corner. So you have an L here, and then the opposite corner is where you have that angle of that tefach. That's a different approach. So the Gemara then says, after suggesting that tefach goes on the angle, Shasek Rav. Rav stayed silent, and this machlok is why he stayed silent. Either that meant he ignored them, he did not agree, or meant he was mode, he was shtika kehoda, he admitted that he agreed to their suggestion. So Gemara then says, Itmar Nami, you stated as well, Amar Shmuel, Mishmei de Levi, Mamido Keneged Hayotze, you place it Keneged Hayotze, which was the first opinion, and V'chein Morin Be Midrash, that's how they pass in the base Medrash, that Mamido Keneged Hayotze. Rabbi Simon, V'isei Mothers, Rabbi Shuben Levi, Amar, Ose Lo Tefach Sochek, you have to make a Tefach Sochek. What's a Tefach Sochek? So Tefach is your four, your fist, you close your fist, and those four fingers is a regular Tefach. Tefach Sochek is when you separate them a little bit wider than that. If you look how Rashi explains the first narrow line down, Rashi says, Tefach sochek modedin bidal etzbos shenen nogus zubazu. You have the four fingers, but you don't have them touching each other. You have them slightly separate from each other. Dave tefach umashu becomes larger than a tefach. That's what it means, a tefach. Tefach sochek. Umamido bepachos mishlosh tefachim. And you have to situate it three tefachim away from the wall. Samech ledofen. Vechol pachos mishlosha samech ledofen. So now, since it's less than three tefachim from the wall, that becomes loved. So in essence, what you have here is the three tefachim space, plus the tefach sochek, that gives you a total of four tefachim. Four tefachim is a rove of the seven tefachim you need for each of the walls. That's how it works. You have two full walls, and then you have the tefach, but since it's, again, a distance of three tefachim, it's really the equivalent to four tefachim. That's how you have your three walls that are needed. Gemara now says further, Amar Yehuda Sukkah, Ha'asuya kimavoi k'sheira. We know a mavoi is an alleyway. So this case is about two walls opposite each other, that are parallel to each other. You have two walls, that's a mavoi. And now, the also tefach, you want to make that into a full sukkah, you have to place a tefach of a wall. Ma'mido l'cha ruach sheyirti. You can place on either end. Either end is fine. So you have two walls and a tefach. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Simon, v'isem others say, Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi Amar, Oselo pas arba'a umashu, Umamido bepachos mishlosha samach ledofen vechal pachos mishlosha samach ledofen klavadami. So he argues in this case, although when you have the L-shaped sukkah, one tefach is sufficient to create the third wall. Here, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that since the walls are opposite each other, they're parallel. You actually need not a tefach, but you need a wall of some sort that's going to be four tefachim wide or long, let's say, and within three tefachim of one of the walls, creating seven tefachim. A tefach will not suffice in this case, according to Bishum and Levi. Ask Samar, why not? What's the difference? How come when there's an L shape, it's enough to have a tefach, but when it's a mavoi, it's an alleyway, you need four tefachim of a wall as the third wall? So, Maishina, Hasam, the Kamar Sagya Tefach Sochik. Over there, one tefach was sufficient. But here, the commerce bay pas arba, you need a four tefach wall to serve as a third wall. So Gemara explains, because hasim over there with the L-shaped sukkah, deika shte defanos kilchasim, you have two proper walls that are connected to each other. Sagi le betefach sochek, it's enough to have one tefach to complete the third wall. But hacha here, where you deleka shte defanos, you have two independent walls. They're not connected to each other. There's nothing to, they're not related. There's no shaykhus to each other. It's standalone, each of them. The leka shade the fas. You don't even have two walls. Iika pas arba in ilau lo. So if you have a wall, a third wall that's four tvachim, that's able to bridge the gap and bring them all together. Less than the four tvachim wall, that's not sufficient, and therefore it would not work on, you need at least four tvachim. That's the difference. So Gemara now says halfway down the Amar. Amarava. That tefach that we're talking about, Veiner Niteres Ella Bitsuras HaPesach. So now we're going to have three shittas here. So the first opinion, Rava, is that when you have this tefach of third wall, you need not only to have a tefach, but you also have to create a Tsuras HaPesach. We learned already in Maseches Erevin a lot, Kanamikan, Kana Agabeam. You need a full Tsuras HaPesach, a doorway. So it's not just placing a tefach a few inches away, you need to also build a beam on top of it to make it Tsuras HaPesach. Now, in this understanding is, when you have the tefach, that need for tefach, you could split the tefach in half. Have half a tefach as one kana, half a tefach as another kana, and then a kana agabem. That is how you use the third wall with a tefach. That's the first opinion. Second opinion is, ikidami, amirava, viniteres nami, betur tepesach. You could also use as a separate approach, not that you combine them. This ikidami means either you could use a full tefach like we mentioned before, just have it situated on that third wall, or you could also use a Tsuras HaPesach. You don't have to have them combined together. They're two different avenues to create that third wall, either tefach or Tsuras HaPesach. And yet the third opinion of ikidami is amareva v'tzricha nami Tsuras HaPesach, which means you need both of them. But while the first opinion said you could split the tefach with half a tefach for one kana, half a tefach for the other kana, this third opinion says, no, the kana each must be a tefach wide. So you need a Tsuras HaPesach, and the kana must be a full tefach, and kana agabeim. So those are three different opinions. Again, just to review, the first opinion was, you need a Tsuras HaPesach, and they have to, the kanim have to be total a tefach, but each one independently could be less than a tefach. The second opinion was that, no, either a tefach or a Tsuras HaPesach. And the third opinion is, you need a Tsuras HaPesach, where the kana itself is a tefach wide. Those are the three opinions. So Gemara then says, Rav Ashi Ashkecha, the Rav Kana, the Ka'avid Tefach Sochek, Vik Ka'avid Tsuras HaPesach. He was the most machmir. He held that you need a Tsuras HaPesach plus a tefach. That's how we paskin, actually. And Amalei, they challenged him, and they said to him, wait a second, Rav Kana, Lo Savar Mar, Lahad the Rava, do you not hold the Rava? Dama Rava, Viniteres Nami, the Tsuras HaPesach? That Tsuras HaPesach also works, but you don't have to have a Tsuras HaPesach, either a Tefach Sochek or a Tsuras HaPesach. So Amar Le, Rav Kana responds back, Ana Ki'idach Lishna de Rava, I hold of the other man Damar within Rava, Svirli, Damar Rava Tzricha Nami Tsuras HaPesach, whereby you need both a Tefach Sochek plus a Tsuras HaPesach, and that's how we paskin bottom line. Now this next, the rest of Amar.
The third one, it's not like the other could probably also be yotzi.
So this next, the rest of the Amud here now is a bit of a tricky, very lamdisha piece. It's a bit of a tricky thing to understand. There's a lot of Rashi's as you see here. So the Gemara says that shtaim kilchasin. If you have two walls and third one tefach, that works. So Gemara quotes a statement of Rava now Amar Rava, v'chein l'shabbos migav dehavidofen linin sukya. Hasukah have a dofen linen Shabbos. There's a special din now. If there's a certain way that a wall, although in general wall may not be considered a wall for Shabbos, it does serve as a wall for Sukkah. So now if it works for a wall for Sukkah, mechitza for Sukkah, when Shabbos, Chalmoed Sukkot comes out, it'll also work on that special Shabbos. So look how Rashi says this. Now also, this again, this Sukkah wall that works on Sukkah will work on Shabbos, Chalmoed Sukkot. There's a machlokas in Rashi, 2 days actually, whether that works for a sukkah on Shabbos or works for any walls on that Shabbos of sukkahs. So again, let's look at Rashi actually. The Rashi makes this clear, I think. Rashi, first wide line down, v'chein l'Shabbos. Says Rashi, Normally, on a regular Shabbos, you need three full walls. Shabbos Shel Sukkos, however, Mutter Lusmoch Al Mechitas HaSukkah. When it's Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos, you're allowed to rely on a kula that exists by a regular Sukkah. Im Asa B'Rishus Rabim Samach LePischa Sukkah. If you make a Sukkah near Rishus Rabim, Dein Ba'El Shtaim Kilchasan V'Shlishis Afil Tefach. Normally, two walls plus a tefach will not work for a mechitza on Shabbos. It does work for sukkah, as we just learned. If we come to Shabbos on sukkahs, it will work as well, because migo that it works for the sukkah, it also works for that particular Shabbos. Machnis umotzi heiman alabeso, you can actually take from your sukkah into the house. Imagine your house is right next to Rishus HaRabim, and I build the sukkah outside my front yard. So that's normally Rishus HaRabim. According to this, normally on a regular Shabbos, such a sukkah with two walls, an L shape, and a tefach, that's nothing on a regular Shabbos. On Sukkot, it's a good mechitza, it's a good sukkah. On Shabbos of Sukkot, it also will work for halachas of Shabbos. I could take from my sukkah and bring it inside my house. That's a special din here. Even though, as Rashi says, if yafal pi, dibishar shabbosos lo mishar, even though in general such a structure would not work, it does work on Shabbos chol moed Sukkot. Now that's one pshat in Rashi, that it only works for the mitzvah of sukkah. The second pshat Rashi is, not only does it have to work for my sukkah, but even if I made another structure that wasn't being used as my sukkah, let's say it had no schach over it, it would work for any mechitza on Shabbat Chol Moed Sukkah. Is that what Rashi says? Inami, alternatively, bishar mechitza sheinan shel sukkah. Other walls, they're not for my mitzvah of sukkah, lo mishari b'hachi, la Shabbos of sukkah shari. It won't work in general, but on Shabbos of sukkahs, it will work, even though it's not actually my sukkah that I'm using for the mitzvah. But what we see from this is that a kula of sukkah will work for Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkahs. So now the Gemara challenges this migo. Gemara says, Eisivei Abaye, u'miyamina migo, duri says migo, v'atane, doesn't the Bais say, dofen sukkah is kedofen Shabbos. So that statement has to be understood, that a dofen sukkah only works if it's like the dofen Shabbos. I mean, we're looking at the halachas of Shabbos to tell me what works for sukkah now. So only those types of walls will work. Ubilvad shalye ben kane lechavero shalosh tvachim, as long as in between each kane there's less than three tvachim. So what's referring to here, if you remember from Erevin, I can make a wall on Shabbos, or for Shabbos purposes, I can make just different beams going up, vertical beams, like that, or horizontal, like ropes, as long as there's three tvachim in between. So just like it works for Shabbos, I could surround myself with beams this way, or rods, or whatever it is, or ropes this way, as long as it's within three tefachim each, that's a good enough wall for Shabbos. That will also work for the dinim of sukkah. That's what it says right now. So again, a dofen sukkah is kedofen Shabbos. We learn from the dofen of a Shabbos. Ubilvad, so long as shelo yeh ben kane lechavero shelosh tefachim. By the way, this is how, you know, people who have the canvas sukkahs, so according to many, the canvas sukkahs are not good walls because they move too much in the wind, as long unless you tighten them. So what they have is what's called lovage straps, which is these straps that go around. You don't have to use these lovage straps. You could use ropes as well. And really, those end up being the walls. They're, as long as the strings are within three tefachim of each other, those are actually the walls, and the canvas is just for privacy. They move back and forth, but those are really tznius ba'alma, but really the walls of the ropes that go around are really the sukkahs based on this particular sugya. So then the Gemara says, furthermore, and v'yaseir Shabbos al sukkah, and the din of Shabbos is on top of the halacha of the sukkah, she Shabbos eino niteres ela be'omeda meruba ala paritz ma'ashein kein basukah. So what that means is, if you remember, we had a discussion in Erevin that we allow for certain breaches to be in the wall by Hilchos Shabbos. That's allowed. As long as when you add up all the wall versus the breaches, there must be more omed, more wool, than there is paritz. That's a din, that's a chumrah by Shabbos. But by sukkah, you don't have to have, it's okay to have more paritz than meruba. If I have my two walls, and a pesa, and a tefach, there's going to be more breach, possibly, than walls. That's acceptable by sukkah, as opposed to by Shabbos. You need more omed, you need more wool than breach. So look at how Rashi says this. Rashi says, we need to go halfway down the wide lines in Rashi. Rashi says, Shabbos einu niteres im yesh b'psacham harbe. If let's say there are many breaks or breaches in the wall, and she'ein bem tzur tzur pesach, they don't have a tzur tzur pesach, because if there were to be a tzur tzur pesach, that's actually not a breach anymore. So you have a breach without a tzur tzur pesach. V'rabim al ha'omid, and there's more breach, more opening, more gap than the wall, u'mivatle leila omid. So the breaches end up being mivatle the omid, that doesn't work. So for Shabbos to work, you need to have more wall than the breach. Mashenke besukkah, the sagile bishtaim kilchasin vishlishis afil tefach by sukkah, it's okay to have two full walls plus a pesach, viafilu hayula psacha mishteya defanos echad oshnaim, even if there are more breaches, that's acceptable by sukkah. Fine. So now, what is this contrast here? Back inside the Gemara now. For our last narrow line, my lav, this is not referring to yisera shabbos de sukkah, asukka, velo amrinan, migo. So, is this not saying as follows? Does the Gemara not tell us that when do we say Shabbos has more chumras than Sukkah? It's not referring to Shabbos of Chol Moed Sukkos has a chumra whereby you have to have more wall than breach as opposed to a Sukkah in general where you can have more breaches and more openings than the wall. So we see from here that we don't say the din. Shouldn't we apply the din that if it works for a Sukkah, more parts and omen, it should certainly work for Shabbos of Sukkos as well? So this brisa clearly undermines Rava's equation of Migo de Dofen Lein and Sukkah, Dofen Lein and Shabbos. And Gemara says, no, you completely misunderstood the brisa. What Gemara means is, lo, Yisera Shabbos de Alma al Shabbos de Sukkah. In general, when it's said here in the brisa, a general Shabbos, as if Shabbos the rest of the year, that requires more Omed than Parutz, as opposed to Shabbos of Sukkos, where we actually allow more parrots than omed, which means why? Because if it's a migo de ofed, migo the dofen le sukkah, it's also dofen le shabbos of chol moed sukkos, and the assumption that jump of rava still stands strong. Fine. So now the Gemara says,
ihachi. On the first din in this brisa about the three tefachim, so that's saying what? That there's a chumrah on sukkos? Meaning, what's the chiddush that?
No, no chumrah. Just say, make sure that's clear. When you're using the three, otherwise it won't be viewed as walls anymore. If you have a beam here and a beam there, and there's five tefachim away, that's not called a wall.
That's just a regular
dinner. Yeah.
So it's not like one of the. It's not a mikvah. It's not related to the mikvah.
No.
It's just reminding us.
And that's what it seems like. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, "Ihachi, that's the case. So we have this equation of whatever works for sukkah in general will work for a sukkah on Shabbos as well for dinei Shabbos." So Ihachi, that's the case. Lisnei nami yisera sukkah de alma asukka de Shabbos. So now we should say there's actually this is a very counterintuitive, but there's a chumrah that a regular sukkah on the week will have, but you can have a kula on sukkah de Shabbos. What does that mean? Deilu sukkah de alma by tefach sochek. On a regular sukkah during the week, so then you need that last tefach to be a tefach sochek. However, ilu sukkah de Shabbos when chol moed sukkos. A Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos, there's actually a kula. Lo by tefach sochik, you actually don't need a full tefach for the third wall. Visagi bi lechi. Lechi, it's enough to have a lechi. Deha at hudamers, you hold. Sike chagave mavoi sheesh lo lechi kasher. So there's a din. A lechi does not need to be a tefach. But we know if I have a mavoi, an alleyway, on Shabbos, and I place a lechi at the end, I can carry within the mavoi. Even if that lechi is not a tefach. If that works for Shabbos, that will also now work for sukkah on Shabbos. But a sukkah during the week requires a full tefach, so it comes very counterintuitive. By sukkah during the week, I need a full tefach to work. When it comes on Shabbos, migo, that a lechi works for Hilchos Shabbos, it should also work for my sukkah as well. So what Gemara is pointing out here, just like we pointed out a chumrah, that Shabbos in general has over Shabbos the sukkah, that Shabbos in general, again, requires more omer than merubah, than parts. It's more chumrah than Shabbos to Sukkos, where we allow more parts. We should point out this other chumrah, that Sukkos in general has a chumrah that you need a tefach sochik. But Shabbos Sukkos, it's enough to have a lechi, which is less than a tefach. So why is that not pointed out in the Gemara? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because ahu lo itzach, you don't need to teach me that chiddush. Because hashta mekils lechamir saminam, if we take a din of a kula, a mekel case like sukkah, a dofen for sukkah works, and we apply it to Hilchos Shabbos, which is much more machmir. In other words, if we allow a dofen of sukkah, which is the third wall, the tefach sochek, to work for sukkah, and it works for Hilchos Shabbos, dine skila, kal v'chomer, if a lechi works for Shabbos, which is more machmir, certainly will work for that which is more mekel of the sukkah case. So that point is true. It's interesting din, but it wasn't needed to be taught. It was an obvious point. As the Gemara again says, Hashta, hahu, lo itzrech lei, hashta, mekilsa, lechamirisa aminam. If we allow a wall for a sukkah to work for a chamer din of Shabbos, certainly, mechamirisa lechilsa, to say that a lechi works for Shabbos, which is chamer, works for a more kula case, lo koshkin, certainly that's going to be the case as well. And it wasn't mentioned simply because it's so obvious, Be'en Achanami, that would be the din. It just becomes an interesting, like a trivial question almost. Where do you have that Shabbos of Chol Moed Sukkos is more makel than Sukkah during the week? And the answer is that a lechi. Lechi doesn't work during on a Sukkah during the week, but it will work for the Sukkah on Sukkah of Shabbos Chol Moed. Fine. A little bit tricky.
But the din of Meruah Parus, we don't hold like that. Meaning the fact that we hold that every less than three tefachim you can have a rope, even for mechitzas, right? That we hold.
Yeah. That's because Lavud undermines that. But if it's a Pesach,
Lavud does.
Yeah, but if it's not Lavud, if it's five tefachim, then that would be you need more omen.
That's as long as there is no Lavud.
Exactly right. Okay. So then the Gemara says Gufa Amar Gufa. We just said above Rava Amar Rava. Rava says going on Tamei Beis now. If you go on top, make a sechach, agabi mavoi, sheyesh lo lechi, ksheira. We said that before. If you have a mavoi, which is a two parallel walls, and you have a lechi at the end, and you build a sechach over it, that's acceptable. Then comes along, Rava says another statement. Vamer Rava, sikech agabe pasi beiraos. If you remember, this halachas of Erevin, there's a picture in Rashi, top left, where you have four corners around a pit, around a well, and it was used for Oli Regalim. We'll look at Rashi and Tosin in just a moment. So if you make a sichich agabe pasi beiraos, it's sheir that works as well. So look at Rashi top to explain here. Pasi beiraos is peperek sheni de erivin daf yudzayin tsanan de tira chachamim mishum oli regalim. This is a special kula for those traveling to Yerushalayim for alila rego. Lasos li beiraos is shibur shusar abim pasim arba kimo diyumdim. We discussed diyumdim with a tefach in each direction. That was a special kula, although in general that's not really a good mechita. It's a special kula for oli the regalim. We view it as if there's a wall in each direction. As if the boar is completely surrounded by walls. And you could draw the water up from the well as long as you stay within the dalad pasi beiraos. If you place a schach over it, that's acceptable. But Shabbos the Sukkos, because if it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah as well. The migo the habi dofin the Shabbos habi dofin the sukkah viafagav the bina nishayim kilchasin. Even though normally you need two full walls plus a tavach for sukkah, there's a special kula. This would be another example whereby on Shabbos is more makel for hilcha sukkah as opposed to during the week. This would not be an acceptable din. Now look at Tosa. Tosa points out that it's a very strange application of sukkah because this heter of older regalim possibly rose only applies to the behema. There's no heter for adam to use this, but suddenly we're making a jump that if it works for the behema. For Hilchah Shabbos, it works for an Adam for Hilchah Sukkah. Just look how he points this out. He says, "Sikach agabe pasi beros kshera umiga dehavi mechita le'inyan Shabbos." It works. V'yafa gav dila hetiru elalol l'regalim. Even though this is only true for those who are traveling, it wasn't true of a regular person who's staying home. V'yafa gav li'ol l'regalim lo hetiru elal behemas. And also, it was only permitted for the animals, not for the people themselves. Aval Adam mitafes v'yorin mitafes v'ola. He has to climb within the well. Drink within the well, but he cannot take water out of the well for himself to drink. So again, number one is this is only for Oli Regalim, not for people staying home. Number two is only for the animals. Despite all that, Mikomakom came in the Midiraisa, Shari Bicholinian, since in the on a Torah level, this is all permitted. Amrinan Migo, we apply the Migo by Hilcha Sukkah, Vafil Midirbana, Lo Asi Mishim Mitzah Sukkah. Doesn't explain exactly why it works on the Midiraisa level, but somehow the Pasi Biros would really work on a Midiraisa level for Sukkah, and there's a special hadith. I don't get why that's the case, but we see that there is an interesting contrast between how it's used for Hilcha Shabbos, very limited, to how we apply it very expansively to Hilchos Sukkah. Now, some Rishonim question whether this would be effective only in the times of Beis HaMikdash where they're Oli Regalim, or even Bisman Shelo Beis HaMikdash, this concept, possibly also, will work for Sukkah as well, even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Fine. So either way, we have from this, the Gemara says, a Sikach Agave Mavoi Sheyesh Lechi works, and also a Sikach Agave possibly also works as well for Sukkah. So Gemara wants to know why teach these two cases. We know it should be the same cloud. The same underlying assumption is, if it works for Hilchah Shabbos, it works for Hilchah Sukkah, why teach the same idea in two different scenarios? The Gemara explains V'tzicha. Because the Ashminan Mavoi, Mishum Dika Shtei Defanus Ma'al Yasa. But the Mavoi had two full walls, so that's why it works. Aval Gabe Pasi Berels, Deleka Shtei Defanus Ma'al Yasa. Where there are actually zero good walls, so maybe it wouldn't work. Amalo, tell me no, it works by that case as well to be a good Sukkah. The Ashminan, if we taught the case of Pasi Berels, maybe only there works mishum deika shem arba tefanot, because at least it touches on all four sides. Granted, they're not any full walls, but at least all four sides are touched upon. Vasika chagabe mavoi deleka shem arba tefanos. But by the mavoi, where there are only two walls that are being touched, but there's no the other two walls are not being addressed here. Aim alone, maybe this migu shouldn't work. Kamashlan works both by these cases. Maybe by these two cases, from a chamer case where it works to Hilchah Shabbos, we apply lekula to Hilchah Sukkah, that's acceptable. About what we saw in Amun Aleph, mekilsa lechamisa, to say a wall that works for Sukkah, which means two walls plus a tabach that works for a kula case of Sukkah, to apply to Hilchah Shabbos chamirasa, maybe there that shouldn't work, lo, tricha, that's why we need the case in Amun Aleph, that we can also jump from Sukkah to Shabbos. Just like we jump from Shabbos to Sukkah, you could also jump from Sukkah to Shabbos. Fine. The rest of the Gemara is pretty smooth sailing now. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, V'shechamasa meruva mitzilsa psula, that if there's more sun than shade, it won't work. So Gemara explains now, Tanir Rabbanan, chamasa machmas sichuch v'machmas defanos. Let's say you have, the sun is not coming through the schach, but let's say you have open walls. Let's say you made your sukkah with many, many openings, and sun's coming through the side, and lemaisa, where I'm sitting, it's much sunnier than shade, that's actually acceptable. Because as long as my schach produces more shade than sun, I don't care about any sun coming from the angles. That's all according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, af machmas defanos. Yo, no, you need to be protected from the shade, not only from the schach, but even from the walls as well. Seemingly, this is talking about the relevance, the significance of the walls. We discussed earlier in the Masechta, is a sukkah defined by schach only, or defined by schach plus defanos? Seemingly, this machlokas is weighing in on that debate of how significant the walls are. So based on this, the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason? Amar Rabbi Yemer, Amar Shlamiya, Mishmei, Abai, in my time, the Yoshi, why does he require the din of shade even from the walls? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, it says, Visakosa al ha'aron es ha'parochas, which means the parochas served as a sukkah over the aron, on top of the aron. Now the parochas was a wall. It was a curtain. It wasn't a schach. So we see from here that the parochas mechitza of a kakaria of rachman as schacha, even though it's a mechitza, yet the Pasuk still refers to it as a schach, as a sukkah, alma mechitza kischach ba'inan, and therefore, just like you need shade produced from the schach, you also need shade produced from the wall as well. Based on this idea, the Rav Yah assumes within Rav Yoshia, maybe all the dinim of schach apply to the walls as well, which means just you can only use that which goes from the ground for the schach, and that which is not makabel tumah for the schach as well, that would apply to the walls too, according to the shita of Rav Yoshia. That's all Rav Yoshia's shita. We don't pask in this way. We assume like the Rabbanan, and their response is, Rabban Hahu, why do we call the parochas a sakosa? Because Hahu din nekev be purta de mechsek kischach. Apparently, the parochas at the top, it didn't stay vertical the whole time. The very tip kind of tilted, was bent in such a way where it was actually serving as a certain level of a roof, and that's why it was called the schach, and no raya that a wall is called the schach as well. So now it comes along, Abai points out that the following Tanaim, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer, and Achaim, all eight of these Tanaim, all hold Kula Svirle Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inan, that a Sukkah to be kosher must be a Diras Keva. Now Tosus does point out that each one of them are not saying the same thing. They're all arguing on different levels. It doesn't really mean Diras Keva. What it means is each of them are machmir against their counterpart, that they require more of a Diras Keva than their Bar Plugso. So let's go through each of these one at a time. Amar says, first, we have Rebbe. Rebbe holds the Tanya. Rebbe Omer kol sukkah she'ein ba arba amos al arba amos psulim. He requires a larger shear. Since that's a large shear, so that's more of a diras keva. Rebbe Yoshia had amar, like we said above, that not only do you need shade from the schach, but you also need shade from the walls. That's also more of a diras keva than his counterpart. Rebbe Yehuda, the Tanan, sukkah she gavoa lamala me'esim ama psula. Rebbe Yehuda machshir, he allowed a very tall sukkah, because that's more of a diras keva. Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, Shtayim, Kul, Kilchasan, V'Gimel, Afil Tefach, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gimel, Kilchasan, V'Dal, Afil Tefach. He required three walls, plus a Tefach. That's again more of a Diras Keva than the first Shita. Rabbi Gamliel, the Tanya, Ha'osa, Sukasa, Barosha, Ha'gala, O Barosha, Asvina. If you make a Sukkah at the end of a wagon or the tip of a boat, the din is Rabbi Gamliel, Posel, Rabbi Kiva Machshir, because that's a very temporary dwelling. What type of safe Sukkah will be in a boat? That's why it's unacceptable, because you need a Diras Keva. You need something more permanent. And then Beishame the Tanan Mishaya Rosha Veruba Pesuka Veshulchan Besuch Abayis Beishame Poslim. If the Shulchan is outside the Sukkah, that's Pasul Beishil Machshin. He permitted because Beishame requires a larger shear, more of a Diras Keva, even space for the Shulchan. Rabbi Eliezer, he holds the Tanan HaOsa Sukkaso Kimin Srif Os Shesam Chalakosa. If you make a Sukkah whereby either you're having the Schach go like a teepee or like a tent of some sort, or you have a wall, the schach goes on an angle against the wall, so the din of that, we'll learn more in the Mishnah later on in the Masechta, or in this perek, so that Rabbi Eliezer posel, fish ain lo gag v'chacham machshir, there's no roof, it's an angle. You want there to be straight walls and a flat roof. If it's an angle, that he did not think is considered a diras kava, and therefore posel, and achem detanya, achem omrim, sukkah suya kishovach psula, if it's some type of circle, that's not good because apparently Diras Keva requires angles. Again, it's not because it's necessarily more stronger. A circle might be a stronger dwelling than a square, but again, it's not a normal house. It's not a normal house with corners, and therefore it's possible. So each of them are for different reasons. It's not really the same, the same definition of Diras Keva, but it means some chumer that they have that their bar pluksa do not have. So we're going to stop here. I'll quickly recap. Tomorrow's daf is going to be one of the trickier dafs about a circle and learning pi, how that works exactly, but we'll spend time on that tomorrow, Mirta Hashem. So let's quickly recap. We spoke about that third wall, the tefach, where it goes at the end, and we discussed whether it goes at an angle or not an angle. The tefach has to be a tefach sochek, which is not a tight tefach, but a wider tefach, and should be three tefachim away from the wall to have lovud, and really be a total of four tefachim, serving as half the distance of the wall. We discussed then by a mavoi, that was all by an L shape. Plus a tefach. But we had two parallel walls of mavoi. Does that work with a tefach as well? Or Rabbi Shub and Levi felt that you need actually, in that case, you need a four tefachim wall to create to fill the gap? Because at least by the L shape, you have two walls already. But by the two parallel walls of mavoi, you don't have two walls. So he was machmir to require a larger wall. A tefach wasn't sufficient. We had the three days in Rava. That tefach, do you require also tzuras pesach? Or requires, or maybe additionally, you need either tefach or tzuras pesach, or maybe that tzuras pesach requires a tefach as well. Those are three opinions. We pass the chumra that you need a tefach plus a tzuras pesach. We then discuss that interesting din that a wall that works for sukkah will also work for hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos chol moed sukkahs. We went back and forth about that, and the flip side, a special kula of Shabbos would also work for hilchos sukkah as well. The example of that was a lechi, although in general you need a tefach for that third wall by sukkah. On Shabbos sukkahs, since a lechi works for Shabbos, which is less than a tefach, it will work for sukkah as well. Then we discussed the case of a sukkah on top of a mavoi, a sukkah on top of a pasi beros. Those are two different chidushim. And then point of the chamasim ruba mitzilsa's puzzle, do you need the tzilsa from the schach alone, or you even need it from the walls, as a machlokas, how to understand the pasuk of parochas by the schach. Then we discuss the eight different tanaim who all hold some level of diras keva. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, have a wonderful day.